For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Approximately 2 weeks ago, a group of 500 economists signed a report indicating that were the United States to legalize the distribution of marijuana through savings from stopping our law enforcement efforts and through taxation, we could make a swing of $14 billion per year. Chief among those signing this report was Nobel laureate Milton Friedman. Following on the heels of the recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling regarding medical marijuana, I got a chance to talk with the professor.
The Supreme Court has just handed down their ruling that will disallow for medical marijuana use. Your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, I think that's too bad. I think that states ought to have the right to control the distribution of medical material. And there is no doubt in my mind, marijuana does have medical uses.
And it would seem that dozens, if not a few hundred, U.S. newspapers now agree with Professor Friedman. Newspapers from nearly every state in the Union have called this Supreme Court ruling and the current situation a fiasco. To find out what they think up in Canada, I called our good friend Matt Elrod.
Our largest national paper, the Globe and Mail, editorialized basically saying that, okay, the ball is back in Congress's court and it's time that they came up with a rational mechanism for the legal distribution of whole cannabis to cannabis users, medicinal cannabis users. So a very enlightened editorial out of the Globe and Mail. Other columnists have suggested that the ruling is going to put a bit of a chill on our reforms, specifically, cannabis decriminalization. That's something that's been bandied about, and there's in fact a bill in the House that's kind of stalled, aiming at reducing penalties for cannabis possession from a criminal penalty down to a fine. And some columnists have speculated that this Supreme Court ruling out of the U.S. is going to put a chill on that, and that may be so. It seems that one of the biggest impediments and the largest things holding us back is U.S. attitudes to cannabis law reform. I guess we'll have to wait and see how that turns out. Personally, and I think some of the Canadian press have echoed this as well, I think it was Justice Brandeis who pointed out that, who pointed out that if they can use the Interstate Commerce Clause to regulate somebody growing cannabis in their backyard, they can regulate potluck parties. And, there really is no limit to federal power anymore in the United States, and that's a very scary thing.
This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.